Boom, we are recording. So, I'm Jimmy. This is the Iron Hack Student Podcast, and we're catching up in this show with the UX students' first week. But before that, just a little bit about Iron Hack in case you don't know who we are. I'll try and make it as brief as possible. Iron Hack is essentially a school where we help people go from no idea to junior level developers or UX UI designers. The way we do this is we kind of hold them hostage for 8 to 9 weeks, and the only thing they're allowed to do is learn. So this is the big difference between coming to a boot camp or versus studying online on your own for close to no cost, practically. So the difference is that here you're dedicating your life full time. This is your job for 8 to 9 weeks. So we are pretty successful in turning people from no idea into that junior level professional that they want. We've helped, I think, over 600 people transition their careers into the tech world, whether it's as developers or designers. So, yeah, that's kind of what we do. So if anybody's interested in changing careers, leveling up, maybe adding a new professional skill to their resume, and making some more money in the next job that you're going to apply for, then Iron Hack could possibly be a solution for you. So give us a call or email us or write to us, or we're on Twitter, we're on all the social media, so you can find us. And if you're interested, reach out to us. We're very helpful, so we're not going to try and hard sell you anything. We want to provide information so you can make a decision, and then if you decide that we're the right bootcamp for you, awesome. If not, then good luck. So UX students, first week is over. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good?
Good.
Good.
But I disagree with you on something that
okay.
You said the only thing that we're allowed to do is learn, but we are allowed to also to do mistakes.
Oh, yeah, so absolutely.
It's a way of learning, but
absolutely. I mean, you're not going to go from zero to the professional kind of vision that you have without
mistakes.
I'm not sure if I should be cursing on the podcast. I'm not sure yet. But let's say drop a big F-bomb in there, up a little bit. So anyways, so today I'm joined by Mohammed, Marta, and Salvador. Why don't... Ah, no, Salvador switched out. Sorry. This is Isaac. Yeah. Sorry, bro. why don't you each introduce yourselves? Tell me a little bit about you, name, age, what you were doing before. Before we jump into something else.
Mm-hmm. Should I start?
Yeah, go for
it. So I come from the sales world, and actually my last two jobs were about it, and I decided, okay, it's time to make a change because I got a creative side, and I said, hey, why not? Let's get a little bit techie and try to become a UI UX designer. And by the way, I'm realizing that, my sales background and also my design graphic creative background, it's going to be a lot very useful for this course. And actually, I'm enjoying that.
Awesome. So from sales into, tapping into the creative side that you have.
Exactly. I love challenge.
Very, very, very commendable.
Yeah. I'm Mohammed, 23 years old, from Egypt. I'm coming from mechanical engineering industry. And here we go. I'm in designing world now.
All right.
And I'm Isaac. I'm 40 years old. And I was selling insurance for 10 years. And, I want to change my life.
Right.
And why not with this bootcamp? I think it could be very, useful for me.
So I do have, I guess the first question is, what was happening that caused you to be interested in UX UI design? Like, how did that discovery happen that UX existed, and why did you ultimately decide to sign up for this?
For me, it was the decision that I was, like Isaac, sales world is very tiring. You always have to bring results, results, results. And luckily the Spanish market is not very good, because lately my last job lasted for 6 months and I say, wait a second, I would like to be my own boss. And if I want to do that, in the world that we live right now, I need some techie knowledge, but I'm not ready to become a developer. And I said, maybe UX designer, since it's a little bit more creative, and as I said, allows you to study very well the user, and I'm good at connecting with people, could be a good solution. And well, that's why here I am, and also because I love challenges.
And for me, I was like, as a mechanical engineer, I hate it. So I was trying to learn online courses for designing, but you know, when you learn online, you have been like, okay, learning, but you're like stuck in the way, you know, don't know which way to go, what are you gonna do next? They're like, what are you learning now? Is going to help you or not? So that's why I decided to come like for a boot camp. So I guess it's a good decision, because I'm here, I'm learning in the like the right way, you know?
Right. So. What about you?
Oh, about me.
Where was that transition point to you said to where you said, you know, UX UI design is interesting?
Because I saw Iron Hack in a blog, maybe. Okay. I don't remember exactly, but and then I go to the website and trying to understand what's this, and yeah. And then when I saw what's Iron Hack, what they doing, yeah, what they are doing,
it's all right.
Yeah.
So what was it about UX UI design? Because after you found out about us, that's fine. But before, what did you start researching into UX UI design, like what it was?
Yeah.
So what was interesting about the process or the job that, you know, because this is a big decision, and deciding to, you know, transition into working as a designer, you know, what was it about UX design?
Because maybe it have different things. It's creative, right, but at the same time it's technological, and it's new. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And I feel it's very complete.
Yeah.
For my way to see the life or my future works.
So were you guys already you know, maybe doing some tutorials and learning about UX UI on your own beforehand? And what were you doing?
Never. I never did that. Nothing. I made some online courses, but the same than Mohammed, I had the feeling that okay, I'm learning a lot, but how am I going to put that on practice?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I've heard a few times. It's like you, when you're off learning on your own, it's like, okay, you'll learn a tutorial. You'll take a tutorial, you'll do the project, you'll go through it, but how you piece everything together,
yeah,
is ultimately like this very confusing moment to where, you know, I've learned a whole bunch of separate things, but how to piece it together. Yeah. So, about your first week, just give me a summary of kind of the things that you discovered, and what you've been feeling during the first week.
I discovered that I can work like 12 hours a day and I can survive only in first week.
That's important. The other thing I learned is that it's crucial for any kind of business, no matter if it's big or small, that you understand very, very well the customer that you got in front of you. You know his needs, his profile, his daily life, everything matters. Everything, even the smallest detail.
So what was this first week about? Like overview, like just a general overview. What was the first week about?
It was about user research. You understand your customer, your users, like, It's good, like you have a good idea, but nobody need it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's how to make, like, to go use the research, do surveys, do interview, to figure out if the users want your idea or not.
Okay.
So that mainly the first week.
Or maybe you think you have a very good idea and it's not.
Okay, so how do you discover that it's not? Like, what did you practically do in class to discover whether or not it was a good or a bad idea?
It just go to the users.
Okay, you know, how?
Go outside. We went outside doing interviews. What do you think? Asking questions.
Yeah, making surveys.
To validate your idea. Maybe it's a very good idea. Maybe it's not. How you're going to figure it out? Go ask your users.
Finding the good, the right questions. And obviously, in case that you realize that your solution is not the one that the users are looking for, how can you adapt that to fulfill his needs?
So how would I begin to put a survey together to help me understand if this is a good or a bad idea? Like, what are some of the things that you learned that you could teach me?
It's a long process.
What's involved?
Involved like brainstorming, like understand your idea at the beginning, do mind mapping, you know, and then after, okay, make a draft of questions. Okay, I need to know the age of the customer, what he likes, like many, many things involved together, you know what I mean? And right. Then, okay, let's go ask the user.
Select a potential target, that's important too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you learn how you clean your ideas, for example, because sometimes you have a lot of ideas and, oh yes, this is very good and I can put this, oh, wow. But then the teachers teach you how you can clean these ideas and put the good ideas in one way and...
So what was the value, do you think, of this first week?
To validate your idea.
To validate your idea?
Yeah.
It's about validation.
Okay.
And the sketch. We have done like some sketches for like, if you want to do like a first-hand sketch for mobile app or website.
Because I see on the wall like a million pieces of paper and post-its. And you guys are lucky because you have like... A long, long wall.
Yeah.
Lots of walls. So what are some of those pieces of paper? What did you put on them?
It's about like the first mind mapping. Like, because like the first 3 days were just like the end of the third day was just to come up with the questions to do the survey.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all these papers is about to come up with the right questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's... discovering what these right questions are that you need to ask. Yeah. And what are some of the things that a person needs to be careful of with these questions?
It needs, like, there are many questions like you can ask anyone, but what is the right question to ask? That will help you to validate your idea. That's the point.
And how did you find out what the right question was?
First of all, defining the features of the product or service that you want to launch. Then asking the customer, realizing if he likes it or not and why, especially why, because, well, you need some feedback. Mm. Deciding if you want to make open questions in for example, in online surveys, because you know they are not going to spend that much time in taking their time to answer to you. And when you are face-to-face, you have to keep in mind not only about the verbal answers, but also on the body language. So, yeah, it's kind of a delicate thing.
After that first week is over now, what are your feelings about the first week? Was it what you expected? Was it more? Was it less? How was it?
It was tiring.
Oh. Tiring,
of course.
Yeah,
I didn't expect that.
I discovered it will be hard.
Yeah,
but not that hard.
But also it's very very happy.
Okay.
To do it and
it's a
strange mix because it's very hard and it's a lot of work and the time the deadline is all the time. Oh, you have to do this in 30 minutes in 10 minutes because you have no time. And it's wow. But then at the end you feel very very good because you can do it, and the teachers help to do it. you and
that's a pretty cool way to put it. Is it's like, it's very hard, but you're having a good time doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I guess that's when you like something.
Yeah. Of
it's
course.
It's like there's always challenges. There's always challenges, yeah. But if you don't let those challenges bring you down and mm-hmm. kind of just throw in the towel and quit, then I guess you enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
So what about your teachers? What can you tell me about them? What's your impressions of them?
Very open-minded and willing to listen to new ideas. And whenever they see that you are a little bit lost about finding, I don't know, for example, the right questions, they are always there to give you a helping hand.
And so with the teachers, what were some of the exercises that maybe you personally found the most challenging that they were able to kind of unblock thinking and lead you to better understanding?
I don't know. How to explain.
There was a huff and a puff.
Well, there was one thing. They told us that sometimes we tend to obsess in finding a solution, and they told us you should focus more on listening to the customer. And whenever you see that your mind is blocked, that you cannot find a solution, go walk for 5 minutes and then come back and start thinking again. You will see things a little bit different. And that's right. A very good advice.
So did you take that advice? Did you do that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And what was the result?
Great. Yeah? It helped me to stop blocking. And well, I also had another trick on my own, that it was whenever I couldn't find a solution and didn't feel like walking because the weather was terrible last week, I just prepared a logo for the project, and then I say, okay, I got an idea, and then I work it on that. It's a way to, I think that what they mean, the teachers, was to find a way to disconnect just for a little while so that your mind can become clear again, and then you can work harder on the project you're working in.
How did you manage to kind of put everything on pause to sign up to this, because it's something that it's very intensive? So was it something that you had just clear in mind, or did you just write time, or how did that come about?
I was just like, I decided like to go for a boot camp, you know, and then I looked for the reviews and everything, you know, because it's not an easy decision, especially if there is no boot camp in your country, you know what I mean? So that's why I read the reviews and everything. That's why I decided to come to Iron Hack in Barcelona.
And how did it happen for you?
Oh, for me, it was the same process. First time I was looking for what's Iron Hack and read a lot of reviews, and all the reviews are good. Yeah. Well. And then I come here because I was working very, very near from here. And I came here a lot of times and speak with people in here. And
right. You felt good about it?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's good. That's good. So so coming up in this next week, what do you know? Because today's Monday, and we couldn't catch up on Friday because you were giving presentations. Actually, before we go into that, what were your presentations about on Friday? Because at the end of the first week to have presentations, I'm curious to know what you were presenting.
Mm-hmm. We were presenting, the project was about an application called Blinder, that it was a blind kind of blind dates, online blind dates for people who's looking for getting to know new people. And actually we had to do the whole process, that it was seeing if this kind of application would be welcomed by potential users, in which features should we change? Well, realizing how would it work in case that we launched that. If the customers would accept, what things we should add, etc.
It's like implement everything you learned in the whole week in one project individually. So
right. That. And did each one of you have to present your own thing, or was it a group? Yes. Or
no, it was individual.
Yeah.
Individual.
Mm-hmm. And there is a group project.
We have two projects. Okay. One project in group, and then you...
And what was the group project? Was it this one, or was
it
something
else?
It's almost the same, but it's in other way. It's, an application about salads and delivery
Ah, okay, that's the survey that went out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And for the individual group, there is a survey also, like, but you do it alone.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what are your kind of your goals for after the bootcamp?
Become freelancer. So, offering my services to startups. My goal would be to help them to realize if their products or services can be accepted in the market. That's a good UX designer goal. And secondly, well, since I have some knowledge in video and photography and also graphic design, offering those services too. So I think that be a kind of my own agency.
Okay.
For me, like, I plan to look for jobs, you know, but for now, I plan like to work hard in the boot camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, to do.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, for me, actually, I don't know what will be happening at the end.
Yeah.
Just, I spend to have any work or but I don't know. I'm just here now. I'm here and I'm trying to learn it and enjoy it and then who knows.
What are some of the resources that you discovered? Maybe one thing that you discovered over the past week that you find a useful tool for UX design.
Actually, the tools that we used, for example, the one for designing surveys, there was an application called Evernote that, for me, that's gold because it doesn't allow you only to share documents and notes, but also record audio. And when you are on the street, for example, and you don't have a recorder, it's gold that you can take your cell phone and record whatever you have in front of you.
Yeah.
I guess for me, like, UX is about user experience. So to understand your user, that's what we did last week. Like, for user research, to do surveys with the users to understand what they're thinking about, what they want, what they really want.
Did you discover an online tool or resource that you would recommend to someone learning UX?
There are many tools we used for mind map. Like, everything we were doing, like,
what's the first one that comes to mind?
Mind mapping, because I've done it a lot. So
is there an online tool for
yeah,
that?
Yeah, mindmap.com.
Okay.
So that was the online.
And what about you?
Oh, I'm just trying the all the tools. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. So let's say somebody was thinking about a UX UI bootcamp. What's one piece of advice that you would give them after this first week is done? What is something that you discovered or learned from this first week's experience that you could give as advice to someone considering the bootcamp?
If you are interested in learning fast and putting in practice what you learn and you're not afraid of hard work, that's the place.
Like, if you plan to work as hard as you can and just have little time to sleep, come to
but not all is bad here. If you need support, you have it here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, it's hard, you have to work a lot, but
I don't think people realize until they get here how intense and intensive it is. It happens in the JavaScript bootcamp and in the UX bootcamp. It's like people don't realize that it's this intensive. I think they figure it's much lighter than it really ends up being.
Yeah, like in the reviews, everyone is saying it's intense. You have to work hard, but after the first week, I didn't expect that.
It's like I don't even know yet how to really explain that to people because it's. I don't know. It's because we could write it down 100 times. It's very, 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 yeah. Very, et cetera, intense. And it's going to require a lot of time and effort and little sleep and being here all day, blah, blah, blah. But it's still, it's people don't really understand what that means.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how to explain that. But maybe a picture of, like, I don't know what, but
they have to come and spend with us one day.
Yeah, I think no, but definitely, way, I guess. And I'm pretty sure that people should do that. You know, they should figure out a way to kind of mimic the experience. I hope that when they have the opportunity to listen to something like this, they can get a, you know, an idea of being, you know, a little bit closer, you know, into the program without actually having to sign up and you know, figure out if this is for them or not. Mm-hmm. So what's sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to say that in case that you want to prove them what exactly feels like taking a bootcamp that hard, just come and ask us any Thursday afternoon. I can assure you that we are very, very stressed that day because every Friday there is a presentation and we go crazy.
So, so what's coming up this week? Do you know?
It's about prototyping and but like everything in like wireframes. Like last week more about sketching, understand the user, but now it's about, okay, let's work, you know?
Awesome. Well, thank you for being the first ones to give this summary on your first week. I'm going to more than likely speak with you again, being that the group is small. So I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys evolve and progress. And yeah, I mean, good luck. Keep spending a lot of hours drinking coffee. And yeah, so if anyone else is interested in kind of what they're doing, do you guys, like, how are you sharing your profiles? Because with the JavaScript bootcamp, it's pretty easy. It's like just share their GitHubs and people can see the evolution of what they publish.
We should have like portfolio, like GitHub or websites. Yeah.
Behance or maybe having a blog. One of the teachers told us on Friday that it would be a good idea to create a blog on our own.
Okay.
And publish there how are we learning, what are we learning, some pictures, if we discover any way to learn faster.
So once we complete them, we'll send them.
Okay. So hopefully, well, I'll see how I can link you guys up in the end of the show in the blog post. So thanks a lot. Good luck. And to anyone listening that's interested in the bootcamp, just go to ironhack.com, reach out to us, no commitment. We'll give you as much information as we can. And yeah, thanks a lot. And it's been fun. See ya.
Thank you, Jim.
See you. Thanks.
Bye.